attorney, Zebner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner at Lum's house. Two old fellows get ready to execute one of the basic operations of Thanksgiving. Listen.
Well, come on, Lum. Let's get out and back there and take care of that turkey gobbler we're going to.
Yeah, we better do that.
Elizabeth and the women folks over at my place just waiting to get it in the oven. You ought to see the stuffing they're making for that thing.
Looks good, Dad.
Oh, prettiest sight I ever seen in my life.
Come on, follow me.
Yeah.
I got him pinned up in the backyard here.
Well, sure, it's mighty nice of you to furnish the turkey for us, Lum.
Well, I figured it's just about my turn. Every year, I've always ate with you or over at Grandpap's. So this year, I decided I was going to try to pay you all back. A little bit, at least, please.
Well, you needn't have done it. Of course, it's mighty nice of you, though.
Well, I wanted to. Wouldn't have felt right about it if I hadn't have did it.
Yeah, we'll sure enjoy it.
And I will say that none of you are going to be disappointed in this turkey, either. There he is.
Huh?
See him stand there?
Oh.
Ain't he a humdinger?
I don't get look at him.
Just look how he stands on them two legs.
Yeah. Oh, he's a dandy.
Oh, he stretched backwards and forwards across there.
Yeah, look at him.
Ted, you, I fed him better than I fed myself.
Yeah, well, you can tell that by looking at him. He's about twice the size you are.
Well, it's that cracked corn that did it.
Is that all you've been eating?
I mean, that's what I fed the turkey.
Oh, I was going to say.
You know, that's the only way to do it, though, Abner. Raise your own turkey.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
That way you know just what you're getting.
Sure.
You know what it's been fed and how it's been raised. And best of all, you can get it good and fat. Lots of meat on it.
Yeah. Well, from the looks of that, you sure done a good job. Look at him.
He is fat, ain't he?
Oh, biggest than I ever seen, I do believe.
Don't balk, he waddles.
Yes, sir. Look at him.
Well, sir, it's the only way. I ain't sure it's any cheaper the way feed has been costing lately, but it's still the best idea.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, want me to go in and get him?
Well, may as well.
You got the axe ready, ain't you?
Yeah, it's right there by the chopping block.
Yeah, well, here it goes, then. How do you unhook this gate here?
Oh, just a minute, Abner.
How?
I just want to take one more look at him.
One more look?
Yeah. Sort of looks pretty standing there, don't he?
Oh, he's a dandy.
All them feathers and all.
Yeah. He's going to look a heap prettier with some cranberry sauce and gravy around him, huh? Well, we better get to work on him, huh?
Yeah. Just a second, Abner.
What's the matter now?
I'm just wondering if the axe is sharp enough.
Oh, it's bound to be, sure.
Maybe I better take it and run over to Ulysses and sharpen it again just to make sure.
Now, Lum, we ain't got time for that. Them women folks are all over there waiting for this bird.
Yeah, that's right, ain't
it? Sure.
Well, we better go ahead with it, I guess.
Yeah, doggies, we're late now. How'd you say you unhooked this gate here?
Well, you just take hold of that nail there. Wait a minute, though. I just happened to think of something, Abner.
Oh, what is it?
Do you think that turkey's fat enough to kill?
Fat enough? He's got so much weight on him, he's getting bow-legged. Look at him there.
Well, I just hate to go over there with one that wasn't big enough.
Well, you don't need to worry about that with this bird. I'll tell you that right now.
It's a waste of money to kill them before they're ready, too. Don't reckon we ought to save him till Christmas.
Till Christmas?
Yeah.
Law me, Lum, don't you know there's a house full of people over at my place waiting to eat this turkey? They come there for Thanksgiving. I don't want them hanging around there till Christmas. I can tell you that right here and now.
Well, I just wanted to make sure was all. I guess you better go ahead.
Well, I had if we want any Thanksgiving dinner.
Abner.
What now?
Kind of be careful of Chester's left leg there.
Why, sure. Chester's?
Yeah, he sort of skinned it up the other day.
Well, just a minute. Who's Chester?
Well, that's him.
The turkey?
Yeah.
Well, for the law me sakes, Eli.
Well, I know it sounds silly, but I had to call him something. I couldn't just say, good morning, turkey, or good evening, turkey. That'd sound sillier.
So instead you say, good morning, Chester, and good evening, Chester. Is that what you do?
Yeah.
I suppose that don't sound silly.
Why, no, of course not.
Well, you better get ready to say goodbye, Chester, because I'm going in there right now.
Wait a minute, Abner.
Lord, they're waiting for us over there at the house.
I know, but, well, we might be making a mistake.
Mistake?
Yeah, I'm feared Chester might be a little tough eating.
Oh, Lord.
All that jumping up in trees makes muscles in him.
What's he doing jumping up in trees?
Well, you jump up in a tree, too, if a dog taking out after you.
How could a dog get after him? He's inside the pen there.
Well, he can't stay pinned up in there all the time.
Huh?
He's got to have a little exercise. And that's when the dogs chase him. On our little walks.
Oh, well, your little walks?
Yeah. When I get home in the evening, Chester always likes to go for a little stroll.
Now, just a minute, Lum. Let me get this straight.
Just about dusk.
You mean you and that turkey actual taking walks together right out on the public road?
Well, it was after dark, sort of.
Well, it's a lucky thing for you it was. If anybody saw you and that turkey gobbler walking along the road, they'd have had you bored for the simples.
Well, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Out walking with a turkey.
Well, Chester's as well-behaved a turkey as you ever seen. And so friendly.
No.
Wouldn't harm a soul. Understanding, little fella.
So bound to be, yes.
Me and him's got to be almost like brothers.
Well?
You ought to saw how cute he was when he'd nuzzle in my coat pocket looking for a hot tamale.
Hot tamale?
Oh, he just loves them things.
A turkey?
Every night on my way home, I'd stop by Luke's there and pick up a hot tamale for Chester.
You mean that turkey there actually eats them hot tamales?
Ain't no one thing in this world he likes better.
Well, now I've heard everything.
I think it's the corn in them he likes so well. Sit there all day long in his little pen just waiting for me to bring him one in the evening.
Well, I do.
He's so cute. The minute he sees me coming, he jumps up, sticks his head through the fence, and cocks it over on one side, and then looks up at me with them big brown eyes.
Well, bless his heart.
Gives a man something to rush home for at night after his day's work's did.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, Abner, Chester's been a big comfort to me these last few months. Awful big comfort.
Yeah, I can see that, Lum. Yeah.
When everything's went wrong and everybody's turned again me, I always knowed I could come home to Chester. He'd be there waiting for me. True blue.
Bless his little heart.
And now?
Yeah.
You say they're waiting for us over there?
Yeah.
Well?
Lum, maybe you better sort of turn your head the other direction and give me the, you know, the AX.
Yeah. Fact is, I think I'll just go on in the house, Abner.
Yeah, that's a good idea, good idea. Wait a minute, Lum.
Huh?
I just stand there looking at Chester. You know, he don't look any too fat, come to think about it.
Awful frail.
Oh, yeah, he's poorly.
Well, he ain't been feeling his level best here late, I don't think.
That's more than likely mostly feathers on him, ain't it? There ain't no meat under there at all.
Right? I doubt it. I doubt it.
So it looks to me.
Well, I'm going in the house, Abner.
Yeah, wait a minute, Lon. I'm coming in there with you. I might need to rest up for a few minutes or something.
Rest up?
Yeah, I'm getting awful tired, Lon. Been awful busy this morning. Elizabeth's had me chasing around getting sweet potatoes out of the barn and everything for her.
Well, come along.
That AX is sort of heavy, you know. Fella needs to rest up before he can swing it good. Or even lift it as far as that goes. Got to get up strength, you know. Ain't as young as I used to be, hardly.
No. You know, I was just thinking, Abner.
Yeah?
Go on in.
Huh? Oh, yeah, thank you. What was you thinking, Lum?
Well, you know, sometimes Luke Spears or... Well, what I mean is, sometimes on Thanksgiving, he general gets carried away and thinks he's going to have more customers than he... Well, the best thing to do is call him up right now, I reckon.
Is that who you're going to call, Luke Spears?
Yeah, I think that's the best thing to do, don't you?
Well, yeah, I reckon so. If you mean that you're going to ask him if...
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Hello, is that you, Luke? Yeah, this is Lum. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, too, Luke. Yeah, well, say, I was just wondering, I recollect last year you roasted up more turkeys than you needed at the lunchroom, and I was wondering if maybe you didn't have one sitting around there you might sell private this year. Oh, well, I don't care what it costs. No, that's fine. I'll take it. Yeah, me and Abner will be right down.
Now, wait a minute, Long. Don't hang up.
Just a second, Luke. What is it, Abner?
Well,
I'll just think. Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, and Luke.
That's the time.
Will you throw in one hot tamale, too?
Well, at least Chester is going to have plenty to be thankful for today.